Hello, 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 and welcome back, beautiful people. How are you? I hope you are blessed. I hope you are well. I hope that you are rested. Whew, baby, life has been a journey over the last couple of weeks, and work has just kicked my ass. And I always have to laugh because I'm so grateful of my village, right? And this week I was talking to one of my good girlfriends about a village. And she's like, you know, that's very old school. It's very black. And I'm like, it's something black people say real heavy because it's the truth. Like when it comes to us having what we consider a support system, we always say village. And I don't think it's intentional. Like, we purposely try to go old school, but it's just funny because we naturally are just like, takes a village to raise a child, you know. People go through stuff and they'll be like, oh, I'm so grateful for my village. I'm so grateful for this and so grateful for that. And I always laugh because I'm like, you know, some of the things we change as we grow older are not things we remember we change, right? And I'm so grateful for my village because I didn't anticipate being in the spot that I'm in, right? Didn't anticipate being a single mother, didn't anticipate living on my own, didn't anticipate, you know, the lifestyle I'm living. And even when I was with my partner, it was really hard because he wasn't always a great partner. And I feel like it may sound shitty, but you know when you know, if that makes sense. And I kind of say it like, I knew when he became a bad partner, when I would have to, he made this statement once, like, well, you need to ask me about picking her up. I don't just, you know, have nothing to do, kind of thing. And I was like, but this is your kid. Like, what do you mean? Like, you get up every morning and take your other daughter to school. Why do I have to ask you to pick up our daughter from daycare? Like, if you know I have to work or you know I'm going to work, instinctually, I feel like that's a conversation that didn't need to be had. It's more of like, babe, you work today, right? Yeah. All right, well, I'll go pick up Charlie. Cool. Not, well, you didn't ask me, so I assumed you had it covered. It kind of made me distance my feelings about, I guess, her whereabouts, her getting anywhere, going anywhere. As soon as I had to, I guess, fathom that as a parent, you wouldn't have to ask the other parent. Like, I don't know. I guess it's in the same phrase of, like, when people say dads are, babysitting their kids or watching their kids. They'd be like, oh, so dad's babysitting. It's like, I don't think that's a thing. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like moms naturally are parents and dads are like extra, if that makes sense. And it was so crazy because I was working like crazy and I was stressed like crazy. And her father would be home chilling, relaxing. No stress, no worry, no qualms. And I didn't start realizing like it bothered me till it was like bothering me, right? And so I'm just like, yo, I am dropping my daughter off at daycare, at babysitters, at friends, at family to watch her. And you're out drinking, out partying, home sleep. And I have a newborn, an infant, out here 2-3 o'clock in the morning because, you know, I had things to do. I had plans. Like, excuse me? And I guess that was one of the flaws I had in myself where I was like, okay, condoning someone putting me and my child second. You know what I mean? And it's so crazy because as you in a relationship with somebody, right, you think of all the beauty of the person. You think of all the good of the person. You think of all the bright and sunny, right? And I always laugh because I always say, you know, we like, I don't know, you naturally kind of question if a person is a good parent, if they're a good person, but you don't know until you have kids, right? And I didn't know I was going to be a good mom. I wouldn't even say I'm a good mom. I think I'm a good mom at times, okay at best. I give myself 6 out of 10. But for most people, they're like, you know, you do it. Like, you work, you got her in daycare, you make sure she's in an activity, you do. And I'm like, well, I don't have a choice. Like, moms don't have a choice. And I'm not saying there's not single dads that aren't in the same position, but I would say for every 2 moms, there's 1 dad that's doing the same. You know what I mean? And a lot of it isn't because men don't want to be there, but if they didn't choose to have a child and you chose to have a child, you've chosen to be a single parent. And that's a shitty thing to say, but I know a lot of men who are like, I didn't want to have a kid, and it was her body and her choice. At that point, you again chose to be a single parent. Now, you could be like me and think you're in love and be all in bliss and then end up with a shitty person, and then, you know, now you're dealing with single parenthood. And I don't know, I feel like, how can I say it? I realized I was a single parent before I was living by myself with my daughter. And I had one of my good friends, Jess, she used to work nights, but during the weekend stuff, she really didn't work. And I would drive 30 minutes across town for her to watch my daughter maybe once or twice a week, right? Her and her dog, and she's the sweetest person, love her to death. She would literally keep my daughter. And I remember one time I asked her father to go pick her up from her. And he didn't want to take the car seat. And she's like, why won't you take her car seat? He was like, well, I already have mine. And she was like, so tell me why this makes sense that you wouldn't take the fucking car seat. You're going to go to the same house. And she had to literally like force it on him because she's like, what the fuck is wrong with him? Why would he take the baby and not the car seat because he has his own? So then you would have to drive across town and come get the car seat? He's a fucking dumbass. And I'm like, girl, I know. And she was like, what was he doing that he couldn't catch? I said nothing, probably nothing. And she was like, wow, okay, I get why you have me watch her. Because I'm like, yo, at this point, I don't want to beg someone to be a parent. So when it came down to it, I would have someone like her, who on her off days would keep my 3, 4, 5 month old child. Was it that? She was like 2 months. Yeah, she was a baby, like 2 months old. She would watch her because I had to go back to work. And I didn't have a daycare yet. And it was like maybe a month I went through like this juggle cycle with my friends. And then it was like once I started working, then it was like I was working nights. So then it was like if it wasn't my friend Jess, it was my homegirl Nikki, who, God bless her soul, she is not a night person. So she would keep her on the rarity that I really, really had no one else to watch her. And she was like, girl, you know, I'll watch her. And especially if I had things to do during the day, she'd be like, I'll keep her for a few hours. She was like, she eats, she sleeps, she poops. I can deal with that. My mom, who lived an hour away, I would go drop her off to get some days to do some things I needed to do. Where it got to the point where almost every other weekend, my daughter was at her grandmother's. My daughter's godmother, who is happened to be her father's best friend, she and her boyfriend would keep my daughter. And the biggest blessing, I owe them more as a family than they ever know. One of the girls who worked for me, she's like, oh, my little sister will babysit. I'm like, I kept telling her, like, yo, I'm stressed because I'm working at night and Charlie's in daycare during the day. And I can't. And I'm stressing and I'm like crying and I'm all that. She's like, oh, my little sister will watch her. And she's home with my parents, so it's fine. She was like, you know, she wouldn't mind. I'm like, well, I really don't have the money to pay her. She's like, girl, my sister's not doing anything. She can watch her kid. Just, you know, give me food to take home. And I would comp $40-$50 worth of meals for her to take home to her sister, because her sister would literally keep my kid from 4:30 till 4 or 5 in the morning with no question, no qualm. Even her parents, buy her clothes, buy her gifts, loved my daughter. And it's so funny because I just saw them recently, and the mother, she always says, you know, Charlie's my first granddaughter. And I was like, I know. She's like, no, you don't understand. That little girl, my husband does not like children, except our children. And she was like, when he met Charlie, he said that little girl loved he loved her like one of my children birthed her. He was so happy that she was such a happy baby, so friendly, so sweet, and she would just want to play and talk and goo-goo and gaga. She was like, he literally fell in love with this little girl like she was one of ours. No, with no reference, the girl who worked for me was Caucasian. And it was so crazy because I'm like, yo, this girl and her family basically, I wouldn't even say took me in because took me in makes me sound homeless, but took my daughter in and helped me out. And I laugh about it because I think about it now, like, yo, it's so crazy. I don't know what I would have done without them. Where literally Fridays, Saturdays, and sometimes Sundays, my daughter would literally be there till 3-4 o'clock in the morning. And then go home with me. I put her in the crib. I lay down. I would get up at 7 o'clock to get her dressed for daycare and drop her off at daycare. I would come back home, maybe go to sleep, wake up, pick her up, and do it again. I had a person who I thought I loved and was going to marry living in the same house with me. And now, I would say no more than 10 times did he help me in the 2 years we were together after I had my daughter. And I was so blindsided by what I looked at as like support from him. Because I would be like, oh, you know, this is going on. And he'd be like, okay, I got you. Okay, I'm here. And I would be so grateful because I'm like, oh, thanks so much. But then there were times where I questioned my sanity because I'm like, girl, bare minimum is what he's giving you. And you're so excited he's giving you the bare minimum. And it embarrassed me because my friends and people were like, where is he at? Why are you picking her up, dropping her off, running her around? Little did I know, that was my journey. You know what I mean? Like, I was preparing myself to be by myself in a sense of like, when shit really hits the fan, you have to be ready. So what did I do? I invested in a babysitter who I love dearly. I invested in one of her daycare teachers who did babysitting on the side. Invested in that very heavily. I had so many babysitters lined up. He wouldn't even know if she was gone or not. That's how often I would be like, oh, well, she don't need to be home. What does she need to be home for? He'd be like, oh, where's she at? I said, oh, she went to my mom's for a week. They went out of town. My daughter would literally go away for weeks with my mom. She would be at her godmother's for the weekend. He wouldn't even know. He wouldn't even ask. You know what he would notice? Probably day two into her not being there and going, oh, I was wondering where she went, or, oh, she's always out and about, or, oh, yeah. Or people would send pictures, or he happened to call his best friend, and she's sitting there on her lap. And he was like, oh, I didn't even know she was over there. But as a single parent now, I'm so grateful for my village because I've been blessed with so many amazing people in my life who literally have supported me and my daughter since the beginning. And I don't take it for granted because I look at someone like my best friend who she had two people in the beginning, basically, right? When her daughter was born. And I was really like adamant about her getting her own place because everybody was like, don't move when she had her daughter, right? She had an opportunity to get her own place. And I was like, you should move and get your own place. And she's like, no, everybody keeps telling me. And she's a Cancer true and true. So she allowed the influences and the conversations and the pressure of everyone around her to make her believe they were going to be there as a single parent with a newborn, young. She was 23, I think, when she had my goddaughter. And everybody was like, oh, I'm gonna help. It wasn't that at all. Her mom worked two jobs, so she really wasn't no help. Her aunt worked most of the time, so she ain't really helped. Her cousin, who was her daughter's other godmother, always stayed in New York with her friends and family, so she never really sees her. And she has a baby daddy whose family was trash, so she depended on a ex-boyfriend's mom who ran a daycare. And for a few months her daughter went there, and when she left she was fucked because she was like, the only reason she went there is because I knew someone. So she had to invest and find someone else, and thank God Almighty this woman came. She has a daycare. My goddaughter went there until she was old enough to go to school, helped her, educated her, kept her, especially because my best friend was working her ass off. And her brother's ex-girlfriend, who basically lived with her for more or less betterment of a year or two, that really helped her. Because at that point, me and her weren't really talking, but we stayed in contact, let's just say that. And what's crazy is, she didn't realize why I said what I said. Not to say, oh, I have intuition or all that. I wouldn't even say that. I would say I could tell everyone had good intentions. And I could tell from how people were carrying on, things weren't going to stay the same. So she went from having everyone who was like, I'm here, to her ending up like supportless, right? And I told her, I said, you know, that was why I kept saying, I don't think you should move. I don't think you should stay home. You should get your own apartment. I said, because everyone put it in your head that they were going to support you and help you and look out for you. And you did it by yourself with people around you. I said, you know, I knew I wasn't there. And I knew we had our turmoil at that time. I said, but everyone else was working these full-time crazy hours, crazy shifts. And him not being involved in her life at a young age, who did you have? You didn't have a shit ton of friends. You didn't have a shit ton of people who were just, oh, I have a nana who could watch my kid. Oh, I have, you know, this person. You didn't have that. So at the end of the day, you spent more time with strangers than family. And those strangers became family. You feel me? And it was so crazy because, like, I tell people all the time, it's not always about what you see firsthand. It's about what you can know offhand. So when it comes down to it, a lot of times that support system you get are from people who aren't blood related. That village can be family, but it also includes those close-knit people who came in and said, hey, you need an extra set of hands? I'm here. You need someone to help you out? I'm here. Even now, like, I have 3 babysitters I can call. Plus her godmother, who, because she works and has a crazy schedule, but she will make time to get her, even if it's every other weekend, 2 days out the weekend when I'm working. She's like, yeah, I'll keep her. Yeah, I don't mind. My mom, grateful to God for my mother, because let me tell you, my mother has been more of a blessing to me than I could ever think her, right? My mom literally would keep my daughter for weeks. She would keep her for a week. She would be like, hey, I'm going to Jersey to see your brother and them. I want to take Charlie. Can I take her for 4 days, 5 days? And I'm like, Ma, you sure? And she's like, yeah, she'll get to go see her cousin. She'll get to see her uncle. She'll get to go see her pop-pop. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, yeah, plus you got to work, right? And I'm like, yeah. When I tell you, my mother does not know how big of a blessing she has been when it came time. Like, even recently, when my daughter's daycare closed, right? I call my mother, I'm all up in arms, right? I'm like, Ma, I don't know what to do. Her daycare's closing. I don't have anything backed up. And the recommendations they have, two out of the 3 are closed. And the third one is across town. And I have to go back to work full time. And I have to go in person. So I can't even, like, work from home or fake it till I make it. And I'm like, babysitter, I just can't afford to keep her there. I don't want to take her out of a school system kind of structure. And she's like, well, how about this? You drop her off on Sunday night and I'll pick her up on this day. Like, my mother had a whole game plan of keeping her during the week until I found childcare. My mother lives 1.5 hours. My mother is, you know, retired and old, and I wouldn't say elderly, but older. And my mom was like, I'll keep her. No qualms. I was like, well, Ma, if you keep her, I can pay you like I'm paying daycare. She was like, that's fine. You know, I just want you to be able to find daycare services. And I was like, yo, it's so crazy because I wouldn't know what to do because her father doesn't keep her. Her father doesn't take her. Her father hasn't kept her. We've been out of our collective home since October 15th. Her father has kept her an entire day 0 times since then. It is now the middle of May. He has seen her maybe 4 times. Maybe. And to me, it's not that I'm keeping her from him or I don't want her to have a relationship with him. people who don't have to be forced aren't forced. People who don't have to do a job don't find it a task, right? So out of sight, out of mind. That's kind of how I am. And I know he's getting his shit together, and I know he wants to be involved with her, and I know that it bothers him not to see her because that's his baby. That's his youngest child. So to me, I don't get in my feelings. I don't get upset. People be like, oh, well, he doesn't. I said, please stop asking me about when he's seen her. Not because it bothers me, like, oh, you don't want him to see it. But I know he's struggling with it, and I don't bring it up, and I don't force it on him. Like, the one time I reached out to him, like, oh, you want her to hurt? He was like, no, I can't. And I knew it was because of either work, or he didn't have a place to take her. So I don't ask. I don't ask because if you already are in a shitty position, I know he lost his job. I know he was going through it. I didn't put more pressure on him for him to feel, like, embarrassed. And a man embarrassed is a hurt man. Because he was so upset when I asked him. I was like, hey, you know, I know you said you wanted to see her. She don't have to go do anything till 6 o'clock tonight. Do you want to see her? And he was just like, no. And thanks for ruining my day. And blah, 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 blah. And at one point, I would have entertained that argument, right? Because I would have felt guilty. And I would have felt combative. And I would have felt necessary. And then I didn't. I literally told my best friend. I was like, girl, you'd be so proud of me, right? And she was like, why? I said, because I didn't argue. I said, you know what I realized? Arguing with him is like pouring water in a bucket with a hole. You aren't doing anything to better the situation. I said, I've learned to just say, okay. I said, I don't fuss. I don't fight. I don't entertain. Nor do I agitate, right? I said, you know why I don't? Because at the end of the day, he is no longer a problem or a priority. My daughter eats, she's clothed, she's taken care of, she's well off. She ain't missing nothing. She could be better with him, but she will be okay without him. And not to say she doesn't need her dad, but I'm not going to make her feel any less of a blessing, any less of a person, any less of a good thing because he can't be in her life right at this moment. Because when he can and if he can, I will give him the opportunity to do so. I'm not keeping her from him. I'm not being a vengeful ex. If he wanted to see her every day, I would give it to her every day. Because, baby, you don't stop nobody from being a parent, father, a mother, if they ain't a bad person, then jump. You don't gotta be good for me to be good for her. And if that's the better person you needed to be, or you gotta get your shit together to be so, do so. If you can't, then you can't. I stopped calling. I stopped making it my business to interact. I made it my business to worry about her. Because at the end of the day, I found a daycare. I have babysitters. I have a family support system. And I made it my business to make sure she doesn't miss out on anything. Her godmother called me the other day and was like, girl, I'm getting a pool. In 3 weeks, a pool's going to get installed. And I was like, oh, sign me up. She said, yes, make sure my baby has her bathing suit ready. I said, she's got a bathing suit, a towel. I just got to get her some floaties. Because at the end of the day, she will enjoy life. She will enjoy everything. I will make sure she's involved in the activity. I will make sure she is educated. I will make sure she is above average at everything and anything. And I will make sure she has the structure she needs to be a better kid. What I can't do is be her daddy. I said she will miss him. She will ask for him. She will talk about him. I don't even fuss her or be like, don't say him. Don't mention him. You know? And even her godmother was like, she misses him. I said, I don't doubt that. I said, she's a kid who hasn't seen her dad. And when she sees him, she sees him. And when she doesn't, she doesn't. And I know it probably is affecting her. I said, but what y'all don't realize is that, baby, we lived in the same house and she barely saw him. You know why she saw him? Because when he came home and after work or whatever, he was there when she got up in the morning, so she would see him in the morning, and she would make sure she would say, good morning, daddy, I love you, whatever, and at night, she would say, good night, daddy, I love you. We would eat dinner when we did, and when we didn't, we didn't. So at the end of the day, yes, she probably absolutely misses having him in some structure, but she's not missing out on anything else in life if I can afford and allot for it. So, that being said, I'm grateful for my village. You should be grateful for your village. Don't let people make you feel guilty or bad because you're doing it by yourself or you're doing it to the best of your ability. Because at the end of the day, if that's all you can do is your best, then do your best. If that's all you can afford, do your best. We can throw blame and make people feel guilty and hurt feelings all day long. But if you yourself are not making sure your child's well-being and the fact that your child is happy as your number one priority, then you need to get it together. You can still have a hot girl summer. You can still be out here having fun. Just make sure your kid is number one. I love you for listening. And I'm out, baby.